Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled today because with us we have renowned author, activist, and former pastor, Denise P. Isaac, a.k.a. Rhyming Queen. She has now released her poetry book, the bestseller, Rhymes of Reality, Discover the Secret to Cultural Harmony. Denise, welcome. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Denise, tell us a little bit about how you came to your passion and purpose in life. I know you've had a really interesting journey to come to a best-selling writer. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, for me, it seemed like it just happened, as if I was born to do it, you know, whatever I did. You know, I never really gave much thought to what I really wanted to embark upon in life, but I knew something was special that I had to do. I remember one time my mother said when I was young, I told her I wanted to be a nurse, even though I did not remember it. But I did become a registered nurse at a young age in my life. So things just happened as I continued to keep forward in my journey.
That is so beautiful. So you almost just followed your fate and your dreams as you went along. So tell us a little bit about how the book came about and what made you decide to write the book.
Well, I've had a lot of poems that I've already had written previously, and poems just come so frequently to me. It's like drinking water. It was something that just came naturally. So sometimes I just felt like I was a vessel that God used when he wants to say something. I could look at TV, listen to people conversate, current events, or whatever comes to mind or in my heart, and I just write. So I had so many poems, and I thought, you know, it's time for me to put this in print. And that's how I came about it.
That is really so beautiful. So how do you help your poems move people? What is the main purpose behind the book?
Well, the main purpose in my writing period or life, you know, I just want people to, when they read it, to come away with a sense of belonging, having a deeper love for God, for themselves, and for others. Because I believe with that, our world would be a better place for everybody to live in. More peace, more joy, more happiness.
That's a very beautiful vision for the world. So are you drawing from anything in your past, disappointments, total joy? What do you draw from in order to be inspired regarding your writing from your own personal experiences?
From my own personal experience, from my writing, I get I can't even put it in words. It's like, it's just so unbelievable because a lot of times it's like I can't even believe it's me that's doing the writing. So most of the writing, like I said earlier, just seems like I'm a vessel. And once I get a thought and I put that pen to paper or these keys to my smartphone or the desktop or laptop, it just goes. It just flows. It just comes naturally. So I embrace my gift and talent. I'm grateful for it. And I just continue to utilize it. And it's like on a continuum on a daily basis, even now.
Well, you know, as a former pastor and an activist and all of the things that you've done to really help inspire people in life, tell us a little bit about that and what your goal is for inspiration for people.
I started out, like I said, when my mother told me that I wanted to be a nurse, that was like one of the first things that I did concerning people. I didn't really put it in the book, I don't believe, concerning my biography, but I was also a surety agent where you bond people out of jail, which when I did that, I was able to minister to people to try to see to it that they would get back on course, not to return back to the system, and to do the things that was right in society. And I've met people from all walks of life in that particular field, all different ages, cultures, you name it. And then from that into ministry, and ministry just seemed to have happened. So in doing all of that, I just feel that God has put me here to be a blessing, a servant, and also to make sure that my life be that light, and to also to guide people on that right path of love, like the sun that shines. That's what I feel like, the sun that shines. You shine bright in order to see that people are able to follow that light and to get on their right path and to do what they were purposed to do and to fulfill their destiny in life and to allow God to be who he wants to be and why he created them in this life.
So that's such a beautiful thought. So what kind of tips would you recommend for someone who is on the path to try to find their purpose? What could help them?
What could help them? Well, what helped me was my relationship with Christ. Because it was then that I became more knowledgeable of my real self, of my gifts and my potentials. So people should never be discouraged by people concerning their ideas, because a lot of times your ideas are not going to line up with other people's thoughts and opinions. And you should never doubt yourself and the things that you have decided to work towards, because everybody would not understand your vision or your mission. You have your own uniqueness. And that is whatever is important, and that is what you should understand, and that is what you should really come to love and to know. So they should just do whatever it is that God have placed in their heart to do, because a lot of times people have ideas, and they might say, oh, I don't know about this, nobody have done this before, or it just doesn't sound right, or it doesn't make sense, or it may seem a little too big for them. But if you got the idea, embrace it, and allow God to give you the tools that you need to get to continue on what it is that he's given you to do. And just move on it. Just move on it. Have faith in yourself. Have faith in God.
That is such great advice. So wise. So for people that maybe are looking, particularly in these times, at feeling a little hopeless about being able to fulfill their purpose or being able to find it, what would you recommend as a couple tips, practical things that they could do in order to bring themselves closer to really being able to define that and follow that path?
Well, you know, I'm going to always direct them to Christ, because especially in these trying times, we're going to need our Creator. He created us, so he knows us. He knows what it is that we need, and all we have to do is to seek him. Pray. He will give us whatever it is that we need for whatever the situation is. There's going to be storms. There's going to be trials and tribulations. There's going to be situations just like what we're going through now. But if we just trust him and hold on and keep the faith and just keep going, don't quit, don't throw in the towel. I don't care how hard it may seem, what it may look like, what it may not be that you feel that it should be, just keep going. Long as you keep going and keeping the faith, eventually you will arrive to that place that you need to get to.
Oh, that is so inspiring and inspires so much hope and also empowerment. It's just a wonderful thing for people to be able to hear that again, especially these days. So what do you hope the reader will actually really take away from the book? Like, if there's a couple of things that you could mention that you hope that readers will walk away from and be able to apply in their lives, what would that be?
Like I was saying, having a sense of belonging, a deeper love for God, self, and others, especially love. It's like the song says, it's an old song, but it's a relevant song. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. That's the only thing that this world has a little of. And I will stand on that. It's like we lack love. And if people in the world, period, will have that true love for themselves and one for another, things would be totally different and better. And the world would be a better place to live in. Because like a scripture says, you love others as you love yourself, or do unto others as you do for yourself. So you're going to do right by yourself. So when you do right by yourself, you'll do right by others. So doing right, period, makes everything else right.
Again, so beautiful. So your book, which is available on Amazon, Rhythms of Reality, Discover the Secret to Cultural Harmony. Could you give us a little bit of a preview of the book from the standpoint of what you feel is cultural harmony and how that comes about?
Well, cultural harmony is when the cultures, the races, people come together when the lives are transformed, where there is an eradication of racism, of hate, and all things that's unrighteous.
How do you see that being transformed? What is the secret?
Well, actually, yeah, we say secret, but really nothing really seems, say, so much to be a secret as just getting the knowledge, having knowledge to know what is needed, not only for your life, what is needed for this world, why are you here, what's your purpose, and fulfilling that. So we have to know what we need to do. What is it that you need to do in order to make it better? What can you do to make it better? We can say we want change. We can say we want to see things to become better. But what is it that we are doing? What is it that you are doing to see to it that things become better, not only in the world, but also in your life, in your family, or whatever relationship that you're in?
That is really, really lovely. So with all the work that you're doing, changing lives out there, and with the book, which is just such a wonderful book, what would you like to see if you were almost to look at it like a legacy? Like, you know, how would you like your life and your life work and your book to have impact on the world? What would that look like for you?
I've always thought on that, and I've always tried to live my life a life of integrity. So even with my book, I want people to, first of all, read it in its entirety. And after reading it, I hope that they embrace anything that they could relate to. And if there's anything in the book that could have brought about a change in their lives, like there's some things in there about love, about suicide, about the Me Too movement, about racism, even about love, about God. So I would love to see my legacy or people to say, you know, she was a woman of God, and from reading her books and from studying her life, whatever they may have read on social media or wherever, I do find her to be a peacemaker and a woman of love and integrity, a godly woman.
And what a beautiful legacy that is. Absolutely beautiful. Denise, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing all of this inspiration. It's just been a lovely time. I was wondering if our listeners would like to learn more about you or connect with you on the web. Is there some place that they could do that?
Well, I am on social media, Facebook. I'm under Paulette Isaac. That's Paulette Isaac, Isaac on Facebook. And on Instagram, I'm at quote Denise P. Isaac. And on Twitter, I'm Apostle D. P. Isaac. And if they would like to personalize it and send an email, they can email me at godbegod1@hotmail.com. That's G-O-D, B as in boy, E as in elephant, G-O-D again, the number 1@hotmail.com.
Oh, beautiful, Denise. Well, you know, for everyone, I hope you will go out and do yourself the favor of experiencing Denise's wonderful book of poetry, Rhymes of Reality, Discover the Secret to Cultural Harmony. You can find that on Amazon. And Denise, again, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And for those of you who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, our best-selling books, our award-winning magazines, our global broadcasts and communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's M-Y-B-O-O-K-M-Y-B-I-Z.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.